We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Give your best shot at telling Nikki D how much you appreciate her. She's very, very upset. The other night, you reached out to her late in the evening, 11 o'clock. Can you come over and help me move my bed? I'm being evicted from my apartment, which is a whole nother conversation in itself. She had to navigate the dangerous waters inside this tiny apartment in a really bad part of town.
Mm-hmm.
There are bumpers from vehicles lying in the hallway.
Boxes.
Flights of concrete stairs. Nails that could be broken. Not like hammer nails, but like fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on. Late at night, she needs her beauty sleep.
Yes, I have to get up very early.
Very, very early. And she yet then still came over to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt very unappreciated.
When in this timeline do you believe that I asked her for this help?
Oh, I guess I should have asked you that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Did you not ask her to come over?
I did.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was about to say, he did.
Yeah, but not
and reiterated.
Not at 11 o'clock at night on the night I needed the help.
Oh, boy, he's got his phone out.
Monday, 8:28 p.m., I really need your help after the show tomorrow. After the show tomorrow, hopefully, I won't be locked out. She said,
See that? Hopefully I won't be locked out. That made me feel guilty. Like, okay, I need to get up right now because if we wait till after the show and we go over there and he can't get in, he'll blame me.
When was that? Because that was Monday night.
He'll blame me.
All right,
he's stalling.
I understand. Okay. I understand. I understand the frustration. I can see in your face and I feel for you. I really do.
That is your S stirring face that you have on right now. It's when you're stirring stuff up.
But the argument is a moot.
Thank you.
One of my favorite words.
Thank you.
Point.
Thank you for not saying mute.
Moot.
Moot.
From the old Brian Adams. Moot. So I think in order to just get past this, just show her how much you care. Just show her how much you appreciate what she did. Now, in your eyes, it was under half-assed. She really didn't do a damn thing. I know. In your eyes, that's the way you see it. Like, look, we had planned this earlier. You came over at your convenience. You know, maybe it's a cultural thing. That's probably what you're thinking.
He can't be thinking that when he was sleeping until after 2 p.m.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
And I don't disagree with anything.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to get him in a place where he can say how much he appreciates
and
you.
And I need him
even
to do
with
that.
All this anger. Because he's breathing hard. Like, his breathing through the microphone is fogging up the live stream on our Facebook. So would you like to just quickly, not a long, just to the point, quickly. And here, let me tell you. When in doubt, speak from your heart. Ways to say I appreciate your help.
Okay.
If you still have a hard time expressing how you feel, which you might, use these examples to get you started. These sample thank you notes will serve as a guide. All right. Would you like to hear one?
Yes.
Okay. Please accept my gratitude for the favor you did yesterday. I know you were busy, yet you still found time to fit me in. Mm-hmm. You're a great friend and a fantastic assistant. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Mm. Okay.
See how easy that is?
I'm capable of many things, but the thing you helped me with yesterday isn't one of them. I'm pretty sure I could never have gotten it finished without your assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for stepping up and helping where you could.
See, where you could. Yeah. Keyword.
Yeah, that.
I love those tips.
Yeah, well.
Did you come up with those on your own?
Sure, as far as you know.
Go ahead, Nelson.
You know what, Nikki D?
Well, yeah, you can't start like that.
I was about to say,
that's attitude. Mm-mm. That's, you can't start out with a question. Mm-mm. This is a statement. Try again.
You know what, Nikki D?
That's still the same a thing. Question. You can't start with, yeah, that's like, start again.
People know what, Nikki D? I am mad at myself for the way that I have let you down. Because without you, I would not be alive right now. Thank you.
I don't like that.
Thank you.
One, it's way too deep.
I was gonna say, that's
because
deep.
You can't make a appreciation statement and have it open-ended. Like, there's more questions to what you just said.
Uh-huh.
Right?
She saved my life.
And you can't, you can't have any negative words in there.
Right.
You're mad.
Mm-hmm.
At myself.
It doesn't matter. It all has to be positive and direct.
Read him another one of those things. I don't think he heard how they're doing it.
Okay.
He's not doing it.
And it's all the inflection, right? My inflection versus his. His was angry.
It was angry.
Softening.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. I'll be Nelson.
Be Nelson.
Please.
All right.
Let me go take the bumper off my truck.
You're me. It'll just fall off.
Hey, Nikki.
Yes.
I was so impressed with how quickly you came to my aid yesterday. I had no idea you were so skilled in that area. Mind blowing. I was really floundering. I think it's floundering.
Probably flounder.
Before you came along. I'm so grateful that you stepped in and made such a difference. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh my gosh, I really appreciate that. That makes my heart flutter listening to that. That makes me feel so appreciated. That touched me to my core. Thank you for that, Nelson. That was great.
And you know, that makes me flutter.
Mm-hmm. It made my heart flutter.
Yeah. Would you like to flutter with us?
You know what, Bailey? I really appreciate that you were able to step in for me there when I was at a moment of weakness and I was unable to make that task happen. And I really appreciate you.
So wait a minute, I'm appreciating for you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're appreciating me for appreciating for you because you can't appreciate for yourself.
Nailed it.
That's interesting.
That's a cop out. A
little bit. But
I don't like it.
But I gotta tell you know,
my appreciation. He's appreciating you.
Sometimes you let's try that again. That was actually pretty clever. All right, here, one more.
What?
I'm Nelson.
I got you.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sorry. Hey, Nikki.
Yes.
It's Nelson. The guy with the bumper in his house. What a pleasure it was to work with you yesterday. You made a really, really difficult problem significantly easier.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I know you aren't expecting it, but please let me know if I ever, no matter what day, what time, can return the favor. If not, you know what?
What?
Because of you, I'll make sure I pay it forward.
Oh my gosh. I'm fluttering again.
I'm a fluttering guy.
Fluttering again.
Making the chicks flutter.
That is so good.
To know that you have my back in this way really warms my heart, Bailey.
You know what? This might be a new therapy. Like, seriously, you know, for you therapists that like do couples therapy and stuff, if they can't figure it out, you have them
You'd be the provider, and then I will thank you for providing to my
You'd Whoopi couple. Goldberg the situation.
Yeah.
Right? Right between Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore and Ghost.
Yep.
You Whoopi Goldberg it.
Yes.
That's what you do.
That's a new method. That
it's a new method.
Made up.
We'll call it the Whoopi.
For doctors.
The
yeah.
Whoopi.
The Whoopi. If you're having problems at the house and you can't talk to each other, you find a Whoopi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That just worked.
It just worked. It weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess he can appreciate you, but he just can't appreciate
me. No. I was just a vessel.
Yeah.
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 Like, so I was, I mean.
You were easier for him to talk to, I guess.
This room is like a half moon, like, with us.
Uh-huh.
And he's to my left and you're to my right. And his words vesseled to me to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And my words vesseled to you, but kind of weirdly bounced off of him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Feel better?
I do feel better.
See, look at
I loved your Thank words you. Of appreciation to me.
So like, now you owe me.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know what you know could what? Possibly give me. But
I'll always be there for you.
I do want to drive the Nelson van.
Oh, it's
you
fun.
Can. At least just right around the parking lot.
It's fun. Yeah. I drove it twice.
I've never driven a van with a name on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Right, Nelson's the heir.
You guys cool now?
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where are you sleeping tonight?
It's an air mattress.
Where?
It's still, well, I don't know.
Oh.
I'll find out maybe today.
Tune in tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
See if he gets evicted yet.
That's the new bit. Where did Nelson sleep last night?
Uh-huh.
I'd invite you over to my house, but all the bedrooms are full.
That's right. I got a van. For
they
the
have
bed
they,
in it.
They all have mattresses in there.
Yeah, he does have a bed with a king-size mattress in it.
All right. So, second round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you what caused a man to climb into a plane engine and where a living room was set up outside.
All right. Two big stories from today. Get your second round of headlines. Then here at the top of the hour, Bert Kreischer tickets. We'll do a round of Yid Out No Jeff with five-time world Jeopardy heavyweight champion of the world. All right. Headlines here next.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two. Headlines.
Second round of headlines. Big thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air. 530 Good Air. 530 Good Air. Nikki D.
A family speaks out about a recent plane death. H3.
So the father of the man killed Monday says that his son had struggled with mental health for nearly a decade. Kyler Effinger died, as we know, after a breaching airport security and crawling into the engine of that Delta plane.
This took place in Salt Lake City. This was a Delta flight. Some type of altercation happened in the airport. They're not saying exactly what, but at one of the little stores. And so this guy runs out of the airport, goes through some type of emergency exit, goes out onto the tarmac. He takes his shoes and another part of his clothing items off, and then he climbs into the engine of a plane. Now, there's been two different stories. One story said the engine was running. Another story is now saying the engine was not running in the plane that he climbed in. But when the police located him, he was deceased. They did life-saving measures, but they were not able to bring him back.
How'd he die?
So they have not released his actual cause of death. They administer some type of drug that is used when you have an overdose. So people are kind of speculating with that. I thought it might have been like the gases from the engine because he was laying in there, but they're not going to be sure until they get that autopsy back.
So he wasn't trying to hitch a ride. He was hiding.
Yes, he was hiding.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So
he was leaving from Salt Lake City going to San Francisco.
Gotcha.
He was supposed to be going to see a family member or something that was sick.
How these people are able to get onto the tarmac? I can't even find my gate.
Right.
And they're able to find doors to get them out to the tarmac. And then on top of that, get into the engine of
a plane.
I couldn't even tell you where the engine of a plane is.
No.
Me either. And then there's so many people that's out there when you're out.
Right.
I'm like, how does nobody see him and know where he went? Like, is it one of those small airports? Nelson, have you been to that one, Salt Lake City, where there's not many people out there?
I don't think so. I think it's an international airport.
International airport.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I'm lost. I have no idea how this happens.
You know, like you get to a point, kind of like when you're a kid, like you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble now. I just need to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time you get on the tarmac and you look around and you see all the space,
mm-hmm.
see these giant aircraft and these dudes with headphones and the sticks and the lights and the baggage. Okay, I took this too far.
I did. I need to go back. I need to go back.
It's time for me to give up. You know, let's find a place to hide. I'm going to go to there's nothing good that's going to come out of you hiding in the engine of an aircraft.
No.
That doesn't sound like a recipe for success.
Well, it doesn't even sound like a great place to pass out when you're wasted. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like that's comfortable.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Effinger. What a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Right. Second story.
Going viral might help a town with their pothole problem. H4.
We've got speakers, a Charlie Brown Christmas tree, and we have some really nice cones that accentuate the chair. That's actually how I'm going to redesign my living room.
A city in Michigan said efforts are underway now, finally, to get a pothole fixed because they've had this, and this pothole is humongous, and it's been right in the middle of the street for the longest. So somebody took a recliner and they put it right in the center of the pothole.
That's funny.
Well, after that happened, somebody stole the recliner and put it on Facebook Marketplace for $1,000.
That's so even funnier.
So they took a different chair, put it in a pothole, and then put all this living room furniture around it so they couldn't steal everything. And now, of course, it's going viral, and the city's going to fix the pothole.
That's funny. Yeah.
I'm like,
this story, I've seen this everywhere on social media.
It went viral.
Because like now you got to find who started this, because that was, you know, that's what you do. The city's not going to fix something that needs to be fixed. You got to find a way to bring attention to it and make them look stupid.
And then people kept adding to it, so it became this whole display.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Do you know if the guy got a grand for the chair?
I don't know. They never said if anybody bought the chair. He just said they found it on Facebook Marketplace.
Isn't that amazing? Just because of the story and what somebody did, you're able to have value to something that 5 minutes ago had zero value.
Yeah.
And people want to buy it.
Right.
People do. I'm sure they do.
People would want to buy it. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, Bert Kreischer, Stockton Arena, February 18th. It's the Tops of the World Tour. Bert Kreischer, one of the biggest comics on tour right now, and he's a fantastic human being on top of all that. Tickets are on sale, BertBertBert.com. This is courtesy of ASM Stockton, but we've got a pair of tickets up for grabs free of charge, of course. You Don't Know Jeff returns for 2024. He is a five-time World Heavyweight Jeopardy champion of the world. He joins us each and every Wednesday at about 8 o'clock. And mine and Nikki's brain matched against his gigantic brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take either Team Jeopardy Jeff or Team Bailey D. Nelson will ask some pretty, well, I don't want to say basic trivia questions because sometimes they're very, very difficult.
They're hard
very
sometimes. Hard.
And then obviously whoever has the most points is going to win. So pick a team. 916-909-0985. Start lining up. Need some players. You Don't Know Jeff, you're next. Hey.
Someone's going to get these questions right. And it's not going to be Bailey or Nikki D.
You don't seem like a super genius.
That's why the game's called
You Don't Know Jeff.
You Don't Know Jeff.
Welcome back to the program. Good morning. Thanks for being here. It's the BS. My name's Jason Bailey. There is Nikki D. There's Nelson, Kyle on the other side of the glass. We are live streaming on our Facebook page at Listen to the BS, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. We've got tickets for Bert Kreischer up for grabs here. Stockton Arena, February 18th, Tops off the World Tour. It is a round of You Don't Know Jeff, five-time World Heavyweight Jeopardy Champion of the World. Welcome back in a new year, our friend Jeopardy Jeff. Hello, Jeopardy Jeff.
Good morning. Happy New Year to the BS.
Happy New Year.
Now people that aren't familiar with your smiling, beautiful face and your beautiful, shiny, bald head, they will see you on the live stream that seems to be taking off.
Well, that's nothing I like more than sharing my bald head with the masses.
Is this Daniel in Orangevale?
Yes, sir.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great. Just on my way to work.
All right, sir. Who would you like? Team Jeopardy Jeff or Team Bailey D?
Jeopardy Jeff.
All right. Jeopardy Jeff, sir. Well, good luck. Hang on. And we got John in Sacramento. How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning.
All right. You got Team Bailey D by default. You okay with that?
Let's go.
All right. We're feeling good. We're going to bring home the first one of the new year. Hang on. Buzzing sounds. Jeopardy Jeff.
Matt.
All right, Nikki D.
Fave.
And I got a woo. So if you hear a me or a Nikki D, that's Team Bailey D for the questions being asked by Nelson. If you hear a that is a Team Jeopardy Jeff. buzz in for the questions asked by Nelson.
Please don't put any answers in the comment section.
I can't see the comments.
I can't either.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I could, I would say the opposite. Please put answers in the comments.
Right.
Why you'd even say that out loud. Nikki D. Jeff can't say it. All right. Nelson, go ahead.
In the category of cakes.
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 I like cakes.
You're going to be upside down when you serve this cake. Faith. Top. That would be Team Bailey Dean.
Pineapple upside down
cake.
Yeah, pineapple upside down cake.
And that would be correct.
Remember, it gets tricky.
I thought that was too easy.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh boy.
It's like, there's got to be a trick.
I got you guys scared. This light, airy, six-letter cake gets its texture from beaten egg whites folded.
Faith.
That would be Team Bailey Dean.
Sponge cake.
Sponge cake.
Yeah.
Bam.
Final answer?
Yes.
And that would be correct.
Boom.
Nice. All right.
I know cakes.
Yep.
Baby cake.
Cake. In the category of 90s music.
Oh, I love 90s.
Before Blake and Gavin, the lead singer of this band, was dating her bandmate and even wrote songs about it. Before Blake and Gavin, the lead singer of this band.
Woo.
That would be Team Bailey Dean. Five.
Before Blake and Gavin. The lead singer of this band was dating.
I'm not even really supposed to reread the questions.
Am I supposed to say Miranda Lambert?
I don't know.
I don't think I am, but Miranda Lambert?
And that would be incorrect. One more time, I'll read the question for you. Before Blake and Gavin, the lead singer of this band was dating her bandmate and even wrote songs about it.
No doubt.
And that would be correct.
Dang.
Oh.
Yeah. That was
crazy. It wasn't Pat Smear, was it?
It was the tan guy.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of their names.
Yeah. Well, that was a good question.
Yeah, most of Tragic Kingdom is about their breakup.
A little wonky wording, but yeah.
I apologize.
Good question.
Who is a guy who thinks he's fly, but is also known as a buster?
Faith.
I thought that was your ring in, and that would be Team Bailey D.
What was the question?
That is TLC, No Scrubs.
All right.
And that would be incorrect.
I didn't hear the question.
Who is a guy who thinks he's fly, but is also known as a buster?
The white guy, right?
Oh, God, she gave you the answer.
It's a scrub.
A scrub would be the correct answer.
Yeah, yes. Scrub.
I didn't know that one. I thought it was pretty fly for a white guy. I didn't know.
You're thinking Offspring.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know. That's where my mind went too.
But he's not also known as a bust.
He's not a busted. No. He's just pretty fly for a white guy.
Right. In the category of the Olympics. The torch relay can't begin until this natural light source is used to light the flame.
Whoa.
A natural light source?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Team Bailey D.
The sun?
That's what I'm thinking.
Final answer?
The sun.
The sun would be absolutely correct.
It's like, it can't be too difficult. We're not going to know it.
This is the quadratic equation for...
Yeah, right. I could bend your ear on theorem and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, we got ourselves out of a blender.
It was 11 Olympic medals and his own reality TV show.
Faith.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
You're thinking... Bruce?
Yeah.
Four.
Who else did reality TV?
I don't think he had 11 medals. I would say Michael Phelps.
I need an answer.
All right, Bruce Jenner.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah.
Jeopardy Jeff, it was 11 Olympic medals and his own reality TV show for this Michael Phelps teammate.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Five.
That guy that got into trouble.
Four.
You want his name?
I can't think of his name. Kyle something. I don't know.
No, and that would be Ryan Lochte.
And that would be Ryan absolutely Lochte. Correct.
Yeah. Dang it.
Sure did he have.
He had a
there was a trip.
Yeah.
In the category of the alphabet.
Love ABCs.
I know it.
ESPN hosts these games with events like Rallycross and that'd be Jeopardy Jeff.
The X Games.
And that would be correct.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I knew it. I get
the category. Okay.
I know it.
I see what you're doing.
P is not the symbol for potassium on the periodic table of elements. This is. That'd be Jeopardy Jeff.
K.
Say again?
K.
That would be correct.
K. Uh-oh, we're tied.
A koala, a kangaroo. Kangaroo.
Oh, you know.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
D. Nelson will ask some pretty, well, I don't want to say basic trivia questions because sometimes they're very, very difficult.
They're hard
very
sometimes. Hard.
And then obviously whoever has the most points is going to win. So pick a team. 916-909-0985. Start lining up. Need some players. You don't know Jeff, you're next. Hey.
Someone's going to get these questions right. And it's not going to be Bailey or Nikki D.
You don't seem like a super genius.
That's why the game's called
You Don't Know Jeff.
You Don't Know Jeff.
Welcome back to the program. Good morning. Thanks for being here. It's the BS. My name's Jason Bailey. There is Nikki D. There's Nelson, Kyle on the other side of the glass. We are live streaming on our Facebook page at Listen to the BS, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. We've got tickets for Bert Kreischer up for grabs here. Stockton Arena, February 18th, tops off the world tour. It is a round of You Don't Know Jeff, five-time world heavyweight Jeopardy champion of the world. Welcome back in a new year, our friend Jeopardy Jeff. Hello, Jeopardy Jeff.
Good morning. Happy New Year to the BS.
Happy New Year.
Now, people that aren't familiar with your smiling, beautiful face and your beautiful, shiny, bald head, they will see you on the live stream that seems to be taking off.
Well, that's nothing I like more than sharing my bald head with the masses.
Is this Daniel in Orangevale?
Yes, sir.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great. Just on my way to work.
All right, sir. Who would you like? Team Jeopardy Jeff or Team Bailey D?
Jeopardy Jeff.
All right. Jeopardy Jeff, sir. Well, good luck. Hang on. And we got John in Sacramento. How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning.
All right. You got Team Bailey D by default. You okay with that?
Let's go.
All right. We're feeling good. We're going to bring home the first one of the new year. Hang on. Buzzing sounds. Jeopardy Jeff.
Matt.
All right, Nikki D.
Fave.
And I got a woo. So if you hear a me or a Nikki D, that's Team Bailey D for the questions being asked by Nelson. If you hear a that is a Team Jeopardy Jeff buzz in for the questions asked by Nelson.
Please don't put any answers in the comment section.
I can't see the comments.
I can't either.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I could, I would say the opposite. Please put answers in the comments.
Right.
I don't know why you'd even say that out loud, Nikki D. Jeff can't say it. All right, Nelson, go ahead.
In the category of cakes.
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 I like cakes.
You're going to be upside down when you serve this cake. Faith. Top. That would be Team Bailey Dean.
Pineapple upside down
cake.
Yeah, pineapple upside down cake.
And that would be correct.
Remember, it gets tricky.
I thought that was too easy.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh boy.
It's like, there's got to be a trick.
I got you guys scared. This light, airy, six-letter cake gets its texture from beaten egg whites. That would be Team Bailey D.
Sponge cake.
Sponge cake.
Yeah.
Bam.
Final answer?
Yes.
And that would be correct.
Boom.
Nice. All right.
I know cakes.
Yep.
Baby cake.
Cake. In the category of 90s music.
Oh, I love 90s.
Before Blake and Gavin, the lead singer of this band, was dating her bandmate and even wrote songs about it. Before Blake and Gavin, the lead singer of this band.
Woo!
That would be Team Bailey Dean. Five.
Before Blake and Gavin.
Before Blake and Gavin.
The lead singer of this band was dating.
I'm not even really supposed to reread the questions.
Am I supposed to say Miranda Lambert?
I don't know.
I don't think I am, but Miranda Lambert?
And that would be incorrect. One more time, I'll read the question for you. Before Blake and Gavin, the lead singer of this band, was dating her bandmate and even wrote songs about it.
No Doubt.
And that would be correct.
Dang.
Oh.
Yeah. That was
crazy. It wasn't Pat Smear, was it?
It was the tan guy.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of their names.
Yeah. That's a good. That was a good question.
Yeah, most of Tragic Kingdom is about their breakup.
A little wonky wording, but yeah.
I apologize.
Good question.
Who is a guy who thinks he's fly, but is also known as a buster?
Fave.
I was like, I thought that was your ringing, and that would be Team Bailey D.
What was the question?
Buster. That is TLC, No Scrubs.
All right.
And that would be incorrect.
I didn't hear the question.
Who is a guy who thinks he's fly, but is also known as a buster?
Oh.
The white guy, right?
Oh, God, she gave you the answer.
It's a scrub.
A scrub would be the correct answer.
Yeah, scrub.
I didn't know that one. I thought it was pretty fly for a white guy. I didn't know.
You're thinking Offspring.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah, I know. That's where my mind went, too.
But he's not also known as a busted.
He's not a busted, no. He's just pretty fly for a white guy.
Right. In the category of the Olympics. The torch relay can't begin until this natural light source is used to light the flame.
Whoa.
A natural light source?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Team Bailey D.
The sun?
That's what I'm thinking.
Final answer?
The sun.
The sun would be absolutely correct.
Good one.
It's like, it can't be too difficult. We're not going to know it.
This is the quadratic equation for...
Yeah, right. No. I could bend your ear on theorem and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, we got ourselves out of a blender.
It was 11 Olympic medals and his own reality TV show.
Faith.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
You're thinking... Bruce?
Yeah.
Four.
Who else did reality TV?
I don't think he had 11 medals. I would say Michael Phelps.
I need an answer.
All right, Bruce Jenner.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah.
Jeopardy Jeff, it was 11 Olympic medals and his own reality TV show for this Michael Phelps teammate.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh, that guy that got into trouble.
Four.
You want his name?
I can't think of his name. Kyle something. I don't know.
No, and that would be Ryan Lochte.
And that would be Ryan absolutely Lochte. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. What did he have?
He had a
there was a trip.
Yeah.
In the category of the alphabet.
Love ABCs.
I know it.
ESPN hosts these games with events like Rallycross and that'd be Jeopardy Jeff.
The X Games.
And that would be correct. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
I knew it. I
get the category. Okay.
I know it.
I see what you're doing.
P is not the symbol for potassium on the periodic table of elements. This is. That'd be Jeopardy Jeff.
K.
Say again?
K as in.
That would be correct.
Uh-oh. We're tied.
Koala. Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Oh, you know the symbol for potassium, but you don't know a word that starts with K.
No, I couldn't think of one. No starts with K.
You are the definition of a smart person, right?
In the category of sports. A football player isn't necessarily clumsy when he does this, dropping the ball.
Faith.
And that would be Jeopardy Jeff by a hair.
Bumble?
And that would be correct.
Oh!
Drops the ball and loses possession of it. You'll find Lutz and camel spin are terms used. Jeopardy Jeff.
Figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be figure skating.
I knew both of those.
It said camel spin on my toe.
Mm-hmm.
In the category of the box office.
Okay.
It was this life in plastic that took home the... And that would be Team Bailey Dean.
Barbie.
And that would be correct.
Right.
He's not clever today, so we can that's what I'm waiting on. Yeah.
It was the Avengers that crossed this box office mark the fastest in history.
A mark?
Five.
Yeah, four. I know the answer, and I can't think of it.
Three. Two.
Whoa.
Team Bailey D.
Most consecutive five, number ones.
Four, and that would be incorrect.
Oh.
Jeopardy Jeff?
I was going to say $100 million.
Ooh,
box office.
Yeah. A little higher than that.
$500
billion dollars.
Oh. Dang it.
Avengers Endgame, of course, taking that title the fastest.
Nah.
Second to the other event.
Nah.
Good question, though.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. I've just had a bad
bad 24 hours.
I need it. I just really you. Like, yeah, like you have no Store idea yeah. how bad I need it, Jeff. In the category of fashion. I love fashion. This brand was built on its 501 original fit.
Whoa.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Levi. That's Levi's.
And that would be correct.
Yeah. Which are like back in style because of Yellowstone and Lainey Wilson. All the girls, the teenagers are wearing Levi's.
Really?
Yeah, Levi's.
Are they still affordable though?
I have no idea. I don't wear Levi's, but everybody else does. What's the score?
Tied up, 5-5.
5-5.
In the category of fashion still.
Okay.
Fashion still.
This Anna Wintour-led fashion event is an annual fundraising event.
Whoa.
Fave.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
The gala, the Met Gala.
The Met Gala, yep.
Yeah.
And that would be correct.
Told you I know fashion.
An event held to benefit the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that's the Costume Institute.
Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah, of course. Is that what it is?
Duh.
Dude. Future question.
In the category of baseball.
Oh, I love Yeah, he loves baseball.
An 86-year championship drought.
Whoa.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
It was the Cubs.
Five.
Okay,
four,
the Cubs.
Three.
Look
at Kyle. You cannot help, Kyle. Two.
Cubs,
and that would be incorrect. An 86-year championship drought by the Boston Red Sox is known by this title, Jeopardy Jeff.
The Curse of the Bambino.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
It was tricky anyway. I was going to go Cubs or Red Sox, and I just spit it out. Kyle on the other side of the glasses yelling at me. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. We would have had to wait till the end of the question.
Right. This baseball player appeared at five different positions in All-Star games, but don't bet on him getting into the hole. That would be Jeopardy Jeff narrowly.
Pete Rose.
And that would be Mr. Rose, yes.
I knew that.
I didn't.
That's why we're a team.
We are.
You know scrubs.
I know cakes.
And cakes. I know
cakes and scrubs.
Yeah. Roses.
I know scrubs too, but I like to sleep with nurses.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
That fell flat.
Damn,
wow.
Kind of like his mattress did last night.
Whoa. Saved it. He saved it right there. In the category, laugh it up, Chuckles. In the category of alcohol.
Oh, I love alcohol.
Alcohol, that I believe. You may have to leave your ID with your bartender until you give the copper cup back.
Whoa.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Russian Mule.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yes.
That'd be incorrect. The copper cup back for this vodka cocktail. Do you know the name of this vodka cocktail? Jeopardy.
It's a Moscow Mule.
And that would be absolutely correct.
Sorry, man.
I am from Russia, and that's what we call it.
Oh, really? And how would you say that in Russian?
Bushki, Vladimir, I need two Russian mule.
Two Russian mule.
Son of a... It's my drink.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to get it.
But I've changed it to the Ukraine mule.
It's a protesting war.
Sticking with alcohol... You'll need white rum, lime juice, cane sugar, and this.
Whoa.
That would be Team Jeff.
He doesn't know
Jeff.
It. I got it.
Five.
Four, two, one. It's.
Four. No, three, two, one.
Three, lime two, juice. One. Rum. Well, it's a mojito.
One. I need an answer.
Mojito. But that's
mojito is incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's the other.
You'll need white rum, lime juice, cane sugar, and this muddled herb to make a proper mojito.
Mint.
And that would be absolutely correct.
Let's go!
What's the score? We got 60 seconds.
We have 7. Jeff has 8.
Okay, 60 seconds. Here we go.
In the category of concerts. Until the Eras Tour came along, it was this Rocket Man's
fair.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Elton John's Golden Brick Road Tour.
All I was looking for was Elton John, but yes, that is correct.
We tied. 8-8.
She unseated him as the highest grossing tour. This fake military officer is the one responsible for Elvis never having world tour.
Whoa, God, I can't believe
it. We just talked about this.
That would be Jeopardy Jeff.
Colonel Tom Parker.
And that would be absolutely correct.
Thomas.
not Thomas.
Got to give his government name.
His guy, he didn't even give his government name.
No, his name was like Irving right. Berlin, something like that.
In the category of numbers, if you're listening to this, you're too old for this single-piece type of underwear that Gerber trademarked under Faith. This name.
Faith.
Teen Bailey Dean.
A diaper.
Okay. Is it numbers?
That would be final answer.
Okay.
What else did Gerber make?
Incorrect.
Baby food?
You're too old for this single-piece type of underwear that Gerber trademarked under this name, Jeopardy Jeff.
That's a onesie.
And that would be a onesie. Ah!
It's the category's numbers.
It is.
Dummy.
You didn't have a number.
Well, my, I know.
At
I
least
didn't have
I had a guess.
Yeah, but I'd rather not guess than have a dumb guess.
No.
In the Old West, a gun that held half a dozen bullets. And that would be Team Bailey D.
Six shooter.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. 20 seconds.
In the category of celebrity scandal, this actress lied about her age and was only 14 when she was on Team Bailey D.
Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields.
And that would be incorrect. Jeopardy Jeff, this actress lied about her age and was only 14 when she was on That 70s Show.
Mila Kunis.
And that would be correct. Before this daytime talk host retired, it was said that you weren't allowed to make eye contact with her. Jeopardy Jeff.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ah, that would be correct.
Oh, all dang.
Right, time.
We lost. Woo. Jeopardy Jeff has 12 and we had 9.
Yeah. Here you go, Daniel.
Oh.
Daniel, congratulations. You chose wisely, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Burt Kreischer, you got a pair of tickets. Stockton Arena, February 18th. Tops off the world tour courtesy of ASM Stockton. Congratulations. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening and have a great day, sir. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. John, sorry we failed you, but you can try again for the tickets tomorrow or next week. You can try us again and maybe we'll be smarter. Okay?
Next time.
Next time.
You sound so sad.
Next time.
Next time.
All right. Jeopardy Jeff, congratulations. Nice win. Happy New Year. And we will talk to you next Wednesday, my friends.
Thank you. Good to see you all, as always. Happy New Year.
All right. Bye, see you, buddy. Bye. God, we had that, too.
We did.
We had it.
In the bag.
We had it in the bag. Son of a gun.
I feel like I got took with that Scrubs question. I should have got that. I said the whole title of In Everything.
How much did we lose by?
3.
What is the lyric of the song?
I don't want no scrub.
No. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly.
And also known as a buster.
And what question did I ask? Who is a guy who thinks he is fly and is also known as a buster? I did not ask what the title of that hit song was.
All right. You guys are having
he's
a day.
He's just angry today. I don't know what his problem is.
I'm consistently angry when people call my questions into question.
You're all over. All right. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. It has been announced that a certain iconic figure now in public domain can be made into a horror movie. I am a firm believer that there are certain things that should never, ever be dark. Especially this one. I'll tell you what that is here in a minute. Hang on.
The Bailey Show.
The
BS.
The Alphabet.
Love ABC.
I know it.
ESPN hosts these games with events like Rallycross and that'd be Jeopardy Jeff.
The X Games.
And that would be correct. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
I knew it.
I get the category. Okay.
I knew it.
I see what you're doing.
P is not the symbol for potassium on the periodic table of elements. This is. That'd be Jeopardy Jeff.
Hey.
Say again.
K as in.
That would be correct.
Okay. Uh-oh. We're tied.
A koala. A kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Oh, you know the symbol for potassium, but you don't know a word that starts with K.
No, I couldn't think of one. No starts with K.
You are the definition of a smart person, right?
In the category of sports, a football player isn't necessarily clumsy when he does this, dropping the ball.
Faith.
And that would be Jeopardy Jeff by a hair.
Fumble.
And that would be correct.
Oh!
Drops the ball and loses possession of it. You'll find LUTs and camel spin are terms used. Jeopardy Jeff.
Figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be figure skating.
I knew both of those.
It said camel spin on my toe.
Mm-hmm.
In the category of the box office.
Okay. Boxes.
It was this Life in Plastic that took home the... And that would be Team Bailey Dean.
Barbie.
And that would be correct.
Woo-hoo! All
right. He's not clever today, so we can that's what I'm waiting on. Yeah.
It was the Avengers that crossed this box office mark the fastest in history.
Ooh, a mark?
Five. Yeah, four. I know the answer, and I can't think of it.
Three, two.
Whoa.
Team Bailey Dean.
Most consecutive five, number ones?
Four. And that would be incorrect.
Oh.
Jeopardy Jeff?
I was going to say $100 million.
Ooh, box office. Yeah. A little higher than that.
$500.
$1 billion.
Dang it.
Avengers Endgame, of course, taking that title the fastest.
Nah.
Second to the other event.
Good question, though.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. I've just had a bad 24 hours.
I need it. I just really, you have no idea how bad I need it, Jeff. In the category of fashion, this brand was built on its 501 original
fit.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Levi. That's Levi's.
And that would be correct.
Yeah. Which are like back in style because of Yellowstone and Lainey Wilson. All the girls, the teenagers, are wearing Levi's.
Really?
Yeah, Levi's.
Are they still affordable, though?
I have no idea. I don't wear Levi's, but everybody else does. What's the score?
Tied up, 5-5.
5-5.
In the category of fashion still.
Okay.
Fashion still.
This Anna Wintour-led fashion event is an annual fundraising event.
Whoa.
Fave.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
The gala, the Met Gala.
The Met Gala, yep.
Yeah.
And that would be correct.
Told you I know fashion.
An event held to benefit the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that's the Costume Institute.
Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah, of course. Is that what it is?
Duh.
Dude. Future question.
in the category of baseball.
Oh, I love Yeah, he loves baseball.
An 86-year championship drought.
Whoa.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
It was the Cubs.
Five.
Okay, four, the Cubs.
Three.
Look at
you cannot help, Kyle, two.
Cubs,
and that would be incorrect. An 86-year championship drought by the Boston Red Sox is known by this title, Jeopardy Jeff.
The Curse of the Bambino.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
It was tricky anyway. I was going to go Cubs or Red Sox, and I just spit it out. Kyle on the other side of the glass is yelling at me. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. We would have had to wait till the end of the question.
Right. This baseball player appeared at five different positions in All-Star games, but don't bet on him getting into the hall. That would be Jeopardy Jeff, narrowly.
Pete Rose.
And that would be Mr. Rose, yes.
I knew that.
I didn't.
That's why we're a team.
We are.
You know Scrubs.
I know Cakes.
And Cakes. I know
Cakes and Scrubs.
Yeah. Roses.
I know Scrubs, too, but I like to sleep with nurses.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
That fell flat.
Damn,
wow.
Kind of like his mattress did last night.
Wow. Saved it. He saved it right there. In the category, laugh it up, Chuckles. In the category of alcohol.
Oh, I love alcohol.
Alcohol. That I believe. You may have to leave your ID with your bartender until you give the copper cup back.
Whoa.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Russian Mule.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yes.
That'd be incorrect. The copper cup back for this vodka cocktail. Do you know the name of this vodka cocktail? Jeopardy?
It's a Moscow Mule.
Oh. And that would be absolutely
man.
Correct.
Sorry, man.
I am from Russia, and that's what we call it.
Oh, really? And how would you say that in Russian?
Bushki, Vladimir, I need two Russian Mule.
Two Russian Mule.
Son of a... It's my drink.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going
to
get it.
But I've changed it to the Ukraine Mule. It's a protest war.
sticking with alcohol, you'll need white rum, lime juice, cane sugar, and this.
Whoa. That would be team Jeff.
He doesn't know
Jeff.
It. I got it.
Five.
Four, one.
It's
four. No, three, two, one.
Three, lime juice. Rum. Well, it's a mojito.
One. I need an answer.
Mojito. But
mojito is incorrect.
Oh. That's the other.
You'll need white rum, lime juice, cane sugar, and this muddled herb to make a proper mojito.
Mint. Mint.
And that would be absolutely correct.
What's the score? We got 60 seconds.
We have 7. Jeopardy Jeff has 8.
Okay, 60 seconds. Here we go.
In the category of concerts. Until the Eras Tour came along, it was this Rocket Man's
fair.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Elton John's Golden Brick Road Tour.
All I was looking for was Elton John, yes, that is correct.
We tied 8-8.
She unseated him as the highest grossing tour. This fake military officer is the one responsible for Elvis never having world tour.
Whoa, Faith. God, that, I can't believe
it. We just talked about this.
That would be Jeopardy Jeff.
Colonel Tom Parker.
And that would be absolutely correct.
Thomas.
Not Thomas.
Got to give his government name.
He didn't even give his government name.
No, his name was like Irving right. Berlin, something like that.
In the category of numbers. If you're listening to this, you're too old for this single piece type of underwear that Gerber trademarked under Faith. This name.
Faith.
Team Bailey D.
A diaper.
Okay. Is it numbers?
That would be final answer.
Okay.
What else did Gerber make?
Incorrect.
Baby food?
You're too old for this single piece type of underwear that Gerber trademarked under this name, Jeopardy Jeff.
That's a onesie.
And that would be a onesie.
It's the category's numbers.
It is.
Dummy.
You didn't have a number.
I know.
At
I
least
didn't have
I had a guess.
Yeah, but I'd rather not guess than have a dumb guess.
No.
In the Old West, a gun that held half a dozen And that would be Team Bailey D.
Six shooter.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. 20 seconds.
In the category of celebrity scandal, this actress lied about her age and was only 14 when she was on Team Bailey D.
Brooke Shields.
And that would be incorrect. Jeopardy Jeff, this actress lied about her age and was only 14 when she was on That 70s Show.
Mila Kunis.
And that would be correct. Before this daytime talk host retired, it was said that you weren't allowed to make eye contact with her. Jeopardy Jeff.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That would be correct.
Oh,
all
dang.
Right, time.
We lost. Woo. Jeopardy Jeff has 12 and we had 9.
Yeah. Here you go, Daniel.
Oh.
Daniel, congratulations. You chose wisely, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank
you, Jeff. All right. Bert Kreischer, you got a pair of tickets. Stockton Arena, February 18th. Tops off the world tour courtesy of ASM Stockton. Congratulations. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening and have a great day, sir. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. John, sorry we failed you, but you can try again for the tickets tomorrow or next week. You can try us again and maybe we'll be smarter. Okay?
Next time.
You sound so sad.
Next time. All right. Jeopardy Jeff, congratulations. Nice win. Happy New Year. And we will talk to you next Wednesday, my friend.
Thank you. Good to see you all as always. Happy New Year.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye. God, we had that too.
We did.
We had it.
In the bag.
We had it in the bag. Son of a gun.
I feel like I got took with that Scrubs question. I should have got that. I said the whole title of In Everything.
How much did we lose by?
3.
What is the lyric of the song?
I don't want no scrub.
No. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly.
And also known as a buzzer.
And what question did I ask? Who is a guy who thinks he is fly and is also known as a buster? I did not ask what the title of that hit song was.
All right. You guys are having
he's
a day.
He's just angry today. I don't know what his problem is.
I'm consistently angry when people call my questions into question.
You're all over. All right. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. It has been announced that a certain iconic figure now in public domain can be made into a horror movie. I am a firm believer that there are certain things that should never, ever be dark. Especially this one. I'll tell you what that is here in a minute. Hang on.
The Bailey Show.
But I've changed it to the Ukraine mule. So protesting war.
Sticking with alcohol, you'll need white rum, lime juice, cane sugar, and this.
Whoa. That would be team Jeff.
He doesn't know
Jeff.
It. I got it.
Five.
Four, three, one. It's
four. No, three, two, one.
Rum juice. Rum. Well, it's a mojito.
One. I need an answer.
Mojito.
But that's mojito is incorrect.
Oh. That's the other.
You'll need white rum, lime juice, cane sugar, and this muddled herb to make a proper mojito.
Mint.
And that would be absolutely correct.
What's the score? We got 60 seconds.
We have 7. Jeff has 8.
Okay, 60 seconds. Here we go.
In the category of concerts. Until the Eras Tour came along, it was this Rocket Man's
farewell.
And that would be Team Bailey D.
Elton John's Golden Brick Road Tour.
All I was looking for was Elton John, but yes, that is correct.
We tied. 8-8.
She unseated him as the highest grossing tour. This fake military officer is the one responsible for Elvis never having world tour.
Whoa, Dave. God, that, I can't believe
we just talked about this.
That would be Jeopardy Jeff.
Colonel Tom Parker.
And that would be absolutely correct.
Thomas.
Not Thomas.
Got to give his government name.
He didn't even give his government name.
No, his name was like Irving Berlin, something like that.
In the category of numbers. If you're listening to this, you're too old for this single-piece type of underwear that Gerber trademarked under this name.
Faith.
Team Bailey D.
A diaper.
Okay. Is it numbers?
That would be final answer.
Okay.
What else did Gerber make?
Incorrect.
Baby food?
You're too old for this single-piece type of underwear that Gerber trademarked under this name, Jeopardy Jeff.
That's a onesie.
And that would be a onesie. Oh.
It's the category's numbers.
It is.
Dummy.
You didn't have a number.
I know.
At
I
least
didn't
I had a guess.
Yeah, but I'd rather not guess than have a dumb guess.
No.
In the Old West, a gun that held half a dozen and that would be Team Bailey D.
Six shooter.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. 20 seconds.
In the category of celebrity scandal, this actress lied about her age and was only 14 when she was on Team Bailey D.
Brooke Shields.
That would be incorrect. Jeopardy Jeff, this actress lied about her age and was only 14 when she was on That 70s Show.
Mila Kunis.
And that would be correct. Before this daytime talk host retired, it was said that you weren't allowed to make eye contact with her. Jeopardy Jeff.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That would be correct.
Oh, all dang.
Right, time.
We lost. Woo. Jeopardy Jeff has 12 and we had 9.
Yeah. There you go, Daniel,
congratulations. You chose wisely, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Bert Kreischer, you got a pair of tickets. Stockton Arena, February 18th. Tops off the world tour courtesy of ASM Stockton. Congratulations. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening. And have a great day, sir. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. John, sorry we failed you, but you can try again for the tickets tomorrow or next week. You can try us again, and maybe we'll be smarter, okay?
Next time.
Next time.
You sound so sad.
Next time. All right, Jeopardy Jeff, congratulations. Nice win. Happy New Year. And we will talk to you next Wednesday, my friend.
Thank you. Good to see you all, as always. Happy New Year.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye. God, we had that, too.
We did.
We had it.
In the bag.
We had it in the bag. Son of a gun.
I feel like I got took with that Scrubs question. I should have got that. I said the whole title of In Everything.
How much did we lose by?
3.
What is the lyric of the song?
I don't want no scrub.
No. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly.
And also known as a buster.
And what question did I ask? Who is a guy who thinks he is fly and is also known as a buster? I did not ask what the title of that hit song was.
All right. You guys are... Are having
He's
a day.
Just angry today. I don't know what his problem is.
I'm consistently angry when people call my questions into question.
You're all over. All right. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. It has been announced that a certain iconic figure now in public domain can be made into a horror movie. I am a firm believer that there are certain things that should never, ever, be dark. Especially this one. I'll tell you what that is here in a minute.
The Bailey Show.